Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
From Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen! Follow them now on iTunes. I promise, you won't, I mean, you will be entertained.
I mean, you will. You see what happened? I thought you were gonna like throw that cajon in my face right now.
Why would I do that?
Hello. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Strange Chameleon Show.
The Strange Chameleon Show. We are. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happens to me, but when I put on this suit, it just changes me.
So today is the chameleon's birthday. He's kicking. He's throwing kicks, karate kicks, in his St. Patrick's Day suit.
Every year I wear this.
I know you do. Yeah.
Just to celebrate the birth of green, the green chameleon.
Today is also Easter. Happy Easter to everyone.
Boo.
No, boo. It is the day of the resurrection. And we went ahead and we celebrated. It's always nice.
Gotta bring it down below. Yes,
it looks like
it was.
You just got startled by that big microphone.
I did a little bit. Yeah, we did. We had a great morning. Went to church, celebrated. It was very nice.
Yeah, we had a good lunch, and then we're looking forward to tonight. There's a little something planned for Chameleon.
Ooh, something planned for me.
With a good friend of his, and yeah, some good people.
It's under the rock, so to speak.
Well, it's a beautiful day today, and I think we're like the only ones in the studio.
Yeah, you know what? They knew I was coming, and they just skedaddled.
Well, we're going to have Jean coming in just a few minutes with his good friend Bailey to talk about.
Jean-Claude will be in the studio.
Jean Nesser. We had him on a few weeks ago, and he's back. He's going to go ahead and discuss the latest project, bringing awareness of the homeless population.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Yes, it's a project.
We need to make awareness
called
to that.
Homeward LA. And we're going to go ahead and discuss that and see how we can help people. So please tune in. Now, things have been hectic. I know.
Let's get right to it.
Let's get right to our Strange Chameleon news. Boy, was it challenging getting here today.
Yeah, what took us so long?
You know what? If we had cameras on us, like, you guys
you would
laugh.
You guys would see. It would be like the Benny Hill Show.
Yeah.
And we were like, seriously? Oh, wait a minute. I just kept forgetting everything.
Traffic.
I forgot the suit.
Traffic.
I forgot my cajon.
This cop on the road was so reckless. I mean, it looked like he was going to stop traffic in the freeway.
He was the drunk driver.
It looked like he was drunk driving. And I'm on the fast track lane, and he cuts me off like at 80 miles per hour. And at this point, I'm thinking I'm going to hit him. But if I do, I mean, I have a dash cam. I know I'm okay. Because it's clearly not my
life.
It will, because it's clearly not my fault. He literally just cut in front of me at 80 miles per hour. I mean,
what an a-hole.
That's pretty crazy. And then turns out he didn't even stop traffic after all. He had a change of heart and then exited the freeway.
Yeah. What happened? I thought he was supposed to block everything. They usually do that when there's that construction.
I feel like I did that with my mind, though, because I said, no, please don't block
this. You look pretty serious. You were doing something.
I was doing something all right.
Yeah, I definitely saw some cars moving, passing by, you know, like they were nothing. It was pretty crazy.
I should have called 911, but I didn't. You want to know who did call 911?
Who?
A kid, a five-year-old in Michigan. He called 911 asking for McDonald's. True story.
So he called 911 to say which McDonald's. He needs to get to the McDonald's?
No. He said, I need McDonald's.
Oh, just needs McDonald's. Wow.
Okay, so apparently...
Tell me this story.
Evidently, okay, so his grandmother was asleep. And turns out that he thought he had connected to, like, Grubhub on the Wi-Fi. Turns out he didn't, and he dialed 911, which doesn't really make sense, but okay. We'll go with that. Whatever. Huh. The whole story is pretty illogical. So I guess it can't get any more illogical.
Nope. Right at the peak.
But, I don't know, have you ever dialed 911 over something?
Stupid. I've made mistakes. When I was a kid, I think around his age, we call accidentally, but I wouldn't call for McDonald's. I think I called for, like, you know, excuse me, I think your refrigerator's running.
Oh.
You better go catch it.
It's one of those.
Yeah, one of those lame ones.
I remember I called 911 once because I needed help with my homework. But I only did it because I heard it on the news. Oh. And then I thought that I was going to be on the news.
Wow.
So that's why I did it. I was like, well, it seemed to work for that girl. So maybe it'll work for me too. But no, it didn't work for me. She called back and I got in trouble with my mom.
Yeah, you can't be doing that. Can you help me? What is 2 + 2? Say, damn it! This is supposed to be an emergency.
Well, looks like there might be an easier way to choose. Please get comfortable, chameleon.
Yeah, I'm trying here. Let's see.
Feet up on the desk, everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
yes. You should see him on Facebook Live.
Yes.
Well, turns out that Netflix is incorporating a shuffle feature.
Oh, I heard about this.
There's been times when, and this happens with friends, like you're trying to watch something on Netflix and you just can't decide. It happens all the time.
There's so much material.
Yeah.
And it's pretty crazy. Now they have a shuffle. I mean, it's like an iPod shuffle deal. Mm-hmm. So much material now. You can just do all that. I'm coming back to position here.
Okay.
There we go. That's
do you think it'll make things easier, though?
A shuffle?
Yeah. Will it?
I think it will. You know, like, it'll be easier to kind of navigate. Because right now I'm kind of going through a search, and I'm searching certain things, but I am kind of going through the material. But yeah, shuffle sounds good. What do you think?
Well, I don't have much to say about this.
All right, moving on. No, I'm just kidding. Oh!
Oh my gosh.
These pants are so tight. You ever see, you know, you've seen the women who wear these kind of tight pants and all that? That's how I feel.
Psych. No, don't pull them up. Please don't. Oh my gosh, no.
It's one of those ones that kind of show your definition.
He's modeling everyone. He's just modeling his pants right now.
It's one of those ones that just kind of enhance your ass. You're just like, yeah. I'm just walking down the street.
So power walking, it looks ridiculous.
You ever see those guys who just walk?
I have, actually. Yeah, I have. They power walk. Very, very well.
Where are you going, man?
Really fast.
Where are you going? Slow down. I chase him. I'm like, I come after him like I'm going to do something. And they're just like, it's really fun.
Now they're trying to get away from you. Yeah.
That's the whole thing. No, but, and what happened is I moved and it pinched my niblets. I got no more niblets. I'm nibless.
Oh my goodness. Well, the galaxy folds are breaking down. And it's funny because you got excited when they came out, these new phones. From the moment I saw them, stop playing with the volume, Chameleon, please. From the moment I saw them, I knew it just wasn't good news. It just looks like such an odd phone.
It did. Is that the fold-up one?
Yeah. The Galaxy Fold, they're calling it.
Ah, jeez. It comes out and it looks like the size of your iPad. Afterwards, and it's like you're trying to make a call, and it's like this big. Come on, it's very cumbersome. I mean, oh, great, it folds, but come on, double radiation goes through you.
Well, you know, that's my concern. The Droid from Verizon that had very high radiation. People were being warned when it initially came out. I do remember that, and. As far as the Galaxy Fold, it has six cameras.
Six cameras?
Yes, built in it. It just, the whole phone.
That's a little too
sounds
much.
Sounds and looks absurd. I mean, you already have the iPad.
It's a photo shoot in your phone. All angles. Just.
But you know what's funny is that great professional photographers don't use these phones.
Mm-hmm, I know.
So, you know, they use, you know, something much more expensive.
Correct.
And
can you name
better
one?
Quality. Canon, for example.
Oh, shoot.
Don't you try to test me, boy.
Canon. 70.
Panasonic. No. Never.
You had it. You had
I
it.
I had it and then I didn't.
And then you blew it.
But yeah, it just seems like these phones, I don't trust them so much. You know what? I'm stuck with this iPhone. Well, I'm not stuck. I have this iPhone by choice. But there is another thing, is there is great controversy over the Notre Dame Cathedral.
Oh.
The fire that happened.
Yeah. I mean, that is so sad that it happened. I mean, do we have more updated information?
Well, billionaires raised over $700 million overnight. And then they had a fundraising concert, I believe, Saturday to raise up to $3 billion. Because apparently $700 million isn't enough to reconstruct the cathedral.
Yeah, that doesn't seem much.
And then it's funny because on social media, it just seemed like it was such an ego thing. When they started betting money, it was like, oh, L'Oreal has promised to donate $200 million, and then so and so, and Ralph Lauren now, and it was like they were trying to outbid each other.
Yeah,
it really, really sounded like that.
That's all it was.
And it just seems like, okay, you know, so there's no money for people who are starving every day, but there is money to build this cathedral. You know what? God would be so much more happy if you would allocate that money to people, children that are starving to death, instead of putting it in this temple where it's just all luxury.
That's
you know
all
what I mean?
You're just living under, you're praying underneath a building. Man, people pray like outside, outdoors, in their homes. We don't need
exactly.
A cathedral, mansion, castle.
You really don't. And it would please God much more if you would allocate that money somewhere else.
It is a landmark. I mean, it's been there for...
It's a landmark.
So it's one of those things that now that you're going to rebuild it, it's not the same. I think, however, it's part of history. It comes down or something. I think if like...
Well, you know what?
Burns down, let it go, and let's build something else about in the future, but not do the exact replica.
No, it's just first came the donations.
Forgive me, Lord, my sins.
First came the donations, then came the backlash, and I gotta say, I do agree with the backlash.
Yeah,
it seems really hypocritical that there is money overnight that can appear. Over $700 million, but yet in France, you know, there's an economic crisis and people are not having a lot of the funding for programs that, you know, here in America we kind of take for granted. Sometimes they're very, very low funded over there. People are starving in France right now. And there is a whole revolution going on that it's being covered as riots, but it's not really a riot. It's an awakening. It's people being fed up of being sick and tired.
Yeah.
Over the economic system. So
makes sense.
You know, it's, I understand where people are coming from, and I agree with the way they're pointing out the hypocrisy, and I'm glad they are, because it's true. Reconstructing that cathedral is not going to necessarily please God.
No, he knows your heart, and so that's what he knows what's going
on.
And
he taught to help people that are truly in need. Don't just like help your own. That's not being selfless. If you help your own,
mm-hmm.
help people you don't know. People, you'll go out of your way for people you don't know for the sake of doing good.
Yeah. And in that form, that's why we have John coming in, talking about what's happening, you know?
Yeah, John is going to be coming in.
In another minute.
In another minute, along with...
In another hot minute.
along to discuss Homeward LA. So, it's coming in right now. Put your hands together.
Oh, put your hands together. Oh, hey, ha. Oh, come on now. Come to the studio. Come on. Hey, put your hands up there. In
hey, the studio. Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
How's it going?
Go ahead and close the door, please.
Drum roll.
Drum roll. Woo! How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. Have you guys had a great Easter so far? By the way, guys, everybody, hi, happy Easter.
Yes, happy Easter. Yes, absolutely. Yes, we did. And today is the chameleon's birthday, it turns out.
On Easter. Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Awesome. Happy birthday, chameleon.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, every year I wear this suit, so that's to represent my birthday.
That's great.
And now you're here to talk about, you're here to jam with us.
I brought a guitar. Nice.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I love it.
Yeah, and to talk about the very, very important program, Homeward LA.
Yes, Homeward LA. So Homeward LA is, for those people who don't know, Homeward LA is a 10-day citywide event using theater to bring attention to the homeless crisis facing LA. And they brought in a group of writers, and each writer brought in stories from many different people who are homeless, who have been homeless, and they just, you know, incorporated it into monologues. And so 11 monologues, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so many actors, 11 actors from different paths of life are going to be performing, and I'm going to be producing one of the productions for that and producing and acting.
Yes, I know.
And you're going to be acting in it as well. And
she's going to be performing.
What? I didn't hear about this. I did not hear about this. What is going on here? You guys are doing some business behind my back.
Yeah, so that's going to be very exciting.
Yeah, it is. It is, yeah.
And Bailey, go ahead and tell us a little bit about your role in this great program.
I'm going to be singing a song that's about Lorraine's whole story. The writer decided it was kind of just too vast to put into a monologue, and so they went in a different direction, made it into a song.
Nice.
And it's
that's pretty cool.
I'm
very creative.
It for I think two productions,
yeah. And she's joining into mine, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. What a great creative way to do that then, if it was something that maybe the whole monologue didn't quite fit the story. And you said the name is Sophia, you said?
Lorraine,
okay. See, I'm thinking of Sophia Loren.
Sophia Loren.
The great actress.
Yeah, my character's name is Stacy.
Okay, Stacy.
Yeah, and this character, he's the big brother, and he talks about how he has often, you know, been running from home to home, from foster home to foster home, and how he was separated from his brothers for a long time, and he couldn't live with himself. So I don't want to spoil it, but yeah. That's,
you just gave that's all of it away right now.
No, no.
All of it. Everyone,
no, that's just
continue
like
to watch it.
That's just a summary. Yeah,
no, yeah, yeah, just in a nutshell.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm so glad that we're able to discuss this this issue, something like homelessness, especially here in LA.
Yeah.
Because not too long ago, I heard someone talk about how, make a statement, a very ignorant statement.
Yeah.
They're all drug addicts.
Right.
They're not all drug addicts.
No.
They're not.
Exactly. And this program will go ahead and shed light on that. And I'm sure there are plenty other people with that same misconception and very backwards way of thinking.
Right.
But this is what will open, hopefully, other people's eyes. And, you know, there are people out there that have been homeless and they understand the struggle. And it's also really tough, I notice. There are people on the streets that they see the condition that they're in, and there can be drug use, and then they fall on
into
that
the vice.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
They fall trapped to it because it's this type of catch 22. You know, it's
right,
like
yeah,
how do
yeah.
you get out, and then I'm here, and it's something, you know, to numb the pain.
Yeah. Double-edged sword.
Yeah. It is, and this program will hopefully just touch people's hearts. You know, there's
right.
no better way of doing it than art.
Exactly.
Art
yeah.
heals.
Right, yeah. And that's what I've always, you know, tried to tell people. That's what I want to inspire people to do. You know, you can find peace through art. You know, art is a great catharsis. You know, no matter, like, what passion you have, you can always find peace in it. It doesn't have to be, you know, any wrongdoing. You don't have to do drugs. You don't have to do anything else like that. You know, it's you know, you can find peace in art.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, definitely.
It's very liberating.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. Like, I was talking about this a while back in my in a Movie Karma interview.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking about how I went through this experience with domestic violence.
Mm.
My father physically abused me for 10 years, and right now our relationship is better than ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's amazing. It really touches my heart. And you know, if I could go through all that, because I know what it is like to cry myself to sleep. Mm-hmm. We've all gone through some sort of pain, and it just saddens my heart that so many people are, you know, are falling into vice when they can, when you know, you can, they can either talk about it, they can speak their word, you know, they can just get out of their shell.
Yeah. And it's very important also. I'm glad you make that point, because there are also other situations where when you discuss an issue, people aren't always emotionally available.
Right.
People
exactly.
can be very emotionally unavailable.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah.
And so you're lucky in the sense that somewhere along the line, you know, you both confronted the issue and you were able to go somewhere because he was willing to be better and listen.
Exactly.
Most importantly, listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I just tell you, okay, whatever, go find a shrink. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'd be amazed.
Which I've heard that one before.
Yeah, you'd be amazed. Some people are just very cold, snarky, and they don't want to admit fault, you know?
Right, yeah.
They just have too much of an ego and, again, emotionally unavailable. But in that sense, that's great. That's awesome that, you know, when two people open their hearts, you can definitely heal and go somewhere for the better with the relationship.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Can I get an amen?
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
All the way. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And go ahead and discuss a little bit about Tuesday, because so the program, it is 10 days, and then on the 4th and 5th of May.
Yeah, our production is going on the 4th and 5th of May at the Marilyn Monroe Theater at the Lee Strasberg Institute.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to, like, right now that I'm here and people can listen to me, I want to thank Paul Rush from Paul Rush Company for and Isaac, my great director, Isaac Gracia, for helping me, you know, find a theater.
Mm-hmm.
If I find the venue. And
it's
he's
hard
been,
to.
Yeah, and Isaac, you know, he's been helping me a lot, like with the visual aspect of it. And he has great ideas, and yeah, it's a really exciting event. And to anyone listening to this right now, anyone listening live, we need to fill those seats.
Yeah.
So if anyone
fill them up.
We need to sell those tickets. We need to fill those seats ASAP. So, like, you know, if anyone is interested in going, this is going to be an exciting experience and an inspiring event. She's amazing. You know, you're going to be amazing as well.
Oh, thank
you. Yeah, so,
and I'm going to be amazing too.
You're amazing as well, man.
Freaking behind the curtains.
What's going on?
Hey, what's going on there, guys?
No, I'm just kidding. So just go to the link in my bio on my page, John Nasser. In case you don't have it, it's JEAN_NASSER_. That's my Instagram.
And then on Tuesday, there is sort of like a pre-event.
Yeah,
so
it's a kickoff event. Mm-hmm. Basically, they're going to have different celebrities. It's amazing that they have different celebrities. This is celebrity reading. And they're going to be reading the monologues and everything. Wilson Cruz is going to be there. Jeff Ross is going to be hosting it. And I'm very excited to meet Wilson Cruz, because both me and my mom are big fans of, how do you call it, Party of Five.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, and he used to be in that show, and I love his role a lot. So, yeah, it will be amazing. It would be amazing to meet him. And also Ion Sky is going to be there. Jeremy Sisto, all these amazing people. Cool. Jeremy Sisto is from one of my favorite movies, 13.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Vanessa Williams. It's a huge lineup.
Vanessa Williams as well.
Yeah, Vanessa Williams as well.
See, I thought I saw that on the list. I thought I read wrong.
Someone misspelled Williams. No, I'm just kidding. It's, yeah, like, it's Vanessa Williams.
It is, yeah. Vanessa Williams. Yeah,
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. She's
a great
actress.
She's great.
Yeah, yeah.
I love her music.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Really good.
I just love her. Because her hair. No, I'm just kidding.
Do you want to go to the event?
And no,
there are free tickets. There are free tickets.
Oh, for sure.
To everyone, there are free tickets. By the way,
give us the date again.
It's on the 23rd.
23rd.
It's going to be held at the Egyptian Theater in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Egyptian Theater in Hollywood.
He knows about it. He's just goofing off right now.
No, because the more you say it, sticks to people's ears. That's when you know, just repeat it.
We're trying to promote.
Yeah.
And are you going to be part of the kickoff event, or is it going to be on the?
Dead silence. Dead silence. I thought we lost feed. What happened?
Sorry.
The power went off.
I don't know if I'm going to the kickoff event.
You should go.
I'm not sure.
Go.
I want
to. You're going. Go. Go now.
I'm looking at you.
The other production that I'll be in is also on May 4th. I'm sorry.
It's okay. She's going to do two shows at the same time. She's a busy lady.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
That's good.
A little side by side.
That's really good.
It's at the First Christian Church of North Hollywood.
The first one.
The first one.
That's good. So you can go ahead, and we're excited to hear the song right now. Want to go ahead? Is that okay?
I don't think I can perform the song. That's for the thing.
For the homework late? Yeah.
Today.
No, maybe not that song.
What did you have in mind?
For copyright issues, right?
So what did you have in mind to play right now, since you brought the guitar?
I could play an original for you.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Rock and roll. All right, so for all musical, there has to be a percussion on the side, so everyone has to grab something and jam along. Okay. But we won't mess you up, I promise.
Which one are you going to play right now?
I think I'm going to go for Ghost.
Ghost? Okay. This is an amazing one, by the way.
How should I do this? Just
put the to the side.
Yeah. I know what I'm doing.
You're fine. You're doing great.
Okay.
How does it go?
John is like, this is great. Oh my gosh, wait, how does it go?
This wrote this 5 minutes ago. I do this all the time. Don't worry.
Okay. for tune?
You're fine.
Okay, sorry. Okay, okay.
We're going to have to take a quick commercial break. Oh. Right. No, I'm just kidding. Ah, I got you.
I'm like, all right. Okay. I'm a professional.
You got the crowd going? Yeah, baby. Come on.
I was like, oh, are we going to do like the word that they think of?
Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
As a feather, I don't know if it will get better than this. Please don't go. If I say sorry, will you let me know if there was something I missed? I'll walk into the fire with my eyes wide open. Half will say I'm strong, the others say I'm broken, and I know that knowledge is power, but it'd be nice living in eternal bliss. I feel like a ghost when you say I've changed. That may be true. Is that enough for you to let me go? Just wanted to get closer to you, really feel you. Do you see me? I feel like a ghost. In my mind, I'm not a flower. I'm more like a steel beam tower. I'm bold. Then the smallest quake, I start to break. My foundation will crumble and flake as I fold. Break all my windows. Words are used with passion. They bite like black widows. Spreading quick venom inside of me makes me sick. If I smile, nobody knows. But I feel like a ghost when you say I've changed. That may be true. Is that enough for you to let me go? Just wanted to closer to you, really feel you. Do you see me? Do you? 'Cause I feel like a ghost. I feel like a
so awesome!
Yay!
Woo!
That
Come
was...
on! Come on! Come on!
Chameleon gets crazy with acoustic music.
That's awesome, though. That was a great time.
That was amazing as always,
yeah.
Baby.
Thank you so much.
That was great. That's such a beautiful song, and I was totally feeling it, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something so soothing about it. I mean, I felt like my heart was
out of your chest.
Like it levitated. Yeah, it's just such a beautiful light song.
Yeah. That's I'm glad to hear that, because that's kind of my goal with music in general, is to kind of help people feel things, but hopefully good things, even if it's just like a calmness.
Yes.
Even with such a kind of sad song.
Yeah.
I'm still just trying to help people.
Yeah,
there we go.
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's the impact.
Mission
that,
accomplished.
That people
glad
should
to
have
hear
with
that
art.
I'm doing that.
Yeah.
Yes, you really are. Your music really did touch me. Yeah.
I'm glad. Thank you.
It's such a soothing. You have such a great voice too. You know, it's such a soothing,
she does,
soft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say very, very, very pure.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Peaceful.
Yes.
Thank you.
And you know, I can tell you're very sentimental individual, and you're introverted and you're perfect, because a lot of great artists are very introverted.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
It's it's where all the magic happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In
so
your introvertness.
In your
whatever. Introvertness.
We might need to write that into Webster's Dictionary or something.
The Chameleon Dictionary.
The Chameleon Dictionary. There we go.
Words I just make up. Hey, if they got urban, they can get a chameleon in there. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah. The future looks bright. And what inspired you to write that song, by the way?
Okay, to be super honest, that song was written by someone who I'm writing songs with.
Okay.
So I didn't have any part in that song, but we have written other songs where I've helped out. And with those songs, my inspiration is just kind of my life, but hopefully in a more positive light, or like not so much like they're happy songs, but they're like, I'm working on this, I'm getting out of it songs. And then that one, when she sang it for me, I was just really connected to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I could relate to it in ways. And so I wanted to put it out there, and she was like, do you want it? And I was like, Yes, I do want. So that's going to be part of an EP that I'm working on.
Nice.
That's awesome. Fist bump.
Air fist bump. There it is. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's great. Yeah, so it's songs that make you think and that really touch the heart. Yeah, that's beautiful. I love music like that. It's because it's very poetic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff that's out there right now, it's very loud and, you know, it doesn't really have much of a powerful meaning behind it other than money and girls and, you know, all this
trap
superficial
music.
Stuff.
Yeah. Huh? Trap music.
Trap music.
Just describe trap music. Yeah.
I think my favorite line from that song is, I know that knowledge is power, but it'd be nice living in eternal bliss.
Yeah, that line actually stood out to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one just kind of hit me, and I was like, mm-hmm. Hello?
You know what? I think that also, yeah, I think that also applies to people when they study so much things of philosophical means and religious values, but then they kind of study themselves out of faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I had a professor once, he had a PhD in history, and he said, you know, he told the class, not everything is for the mind. Some things are for the heart.
Yeah.
And I never forgot that quote, because it's so true.
It is.
Some things are just for the heart, not the mind.
Right.
Yeah.
Period.
Period. End of story.
End of story. Darn it. Well, we do have, we can go ahead and discuss also a little bit about, now that I have you here, the Water Challenge.
Operation Water Challenge.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
That was really fun. Yeah. So basically, Operation Water Foundation is a foundation that is helping women in Africa who have to walk miles and miles several times a day just to get clean water for themselves and for their families. And, you know, Jared from Movie Karma actually tagged me in a post, and that's how I got involved in it. I was inspired because, you know, I think that we have it so easy right now, and that's a little bit unfair. Like we, like I said in a previous interview, like we can just go to the store and get water if we want to. Like, yeah. You know, that's how we get clean water, and we have it so easy. And women in Africa have to struggle, and so that's why, you know, with the challenge, I wanted to get a feel of what the struggle was. And you also did that challenge as well, and I love that. I love that little twist that you put in it. Like you did it barefoot, and yeah. then you told about your grandmother's backstory and everything, and it was very inspiring as well. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. The intro was a story about my grandmother and my mom. My mom would walk alongside my grandmother for miles barefoot, because that's just, you know, her father died at a very young age, and the family just plummeted into poverty. And so, and I remember she would tell me how in the morning, you know, the ground would be so cold and her feet, and it's, you know, it was hard for me to hear her talk about it, because no child should have to go through that, you know?
Yeah.
Just period. But the harsh reality is that it does happen. And Operation Water Challenge is bringing awareness to it to say, hey, you know what? This is still going on.
Yeah.
And guess what? It doesn't have to continue.
No.
And those were heavy gallons as well. Just so you know, 200 pounds each side.
She it wasn't 200 pounds. But,
big buckets. She was massive. Several takes.
Oh, you know what is funny, though? Well, not funny, but interesting, I found, is that when I was doing the take with barefoot on gravel rocks and all that, on the dirt, because I wanted to go ahead and you know, just put myself in my mother's shoes, or lack thereof, because she didn't have any. But when we would stop recording, my feet would hurt immediately. But it was like that adrenaline of shooting it and doing it for a good cause. My feet didn't hurt. And the moment we stopped, I couldn't even, like, stand. I had to just run off, and I couldn't even walk back.
I had to carry her into the cars.
But, you know, it
challenge
just...
Challenge for me, too.
Your challenge was the Operation Mariela challenge.
We each had challenges.
Yeah, we each had challenges. Yeah, we were a team, you know. He helped record it. And but I was so glad to take part of that, and I'm so happy that you shared your video, and that's how I knew about it, and you know, and hopefully it just spreads the word.
Yeah, it does. There are lots of people joining in right now, and I hope that people join in, because I've recently become an advocate for them.
Yes,
and I've been
good for you.
Yeah, I'm really supportive for them, and I've been supporting them all along, and you know, I hope that people keep joining into this cause, and I'm seeing that the circle is growing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's great. That's great.
And they just opened, they just created a chapter in LA?
Yeah. They just created one in LA.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we're in it all the way, and let us know if you need anything.
Yeah. Oh, definitely, yeah.
Yes.
We're here to help.
We're here to help.
I want to do some activities for that.
Yeah, that should be fun.
They will be fun, yeah.
Yeah, after the Homeward LA?
Yeah, afterwards, yeah.
Okay.
Because right now we're very busy with Homeward LA.
I know.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And I told you, remember I told you, John was freaking out that he couldn't find a location. And I said,
I'm going to be honest with you guys. This was very, it was very exhausting to find a venue. But, you know, Isaac helped me out and he found a great one.
And I told you, didn't I say, I was like, you know what? Just pray the right one will turn up.
God gave me one.
Yes.
God gave me one, yeah.
The best one.
Yeah. One of the best ones, yeah.
Yeah. It's a great location.
It's for a good cause, and there's no way that, you know, you could have failed. And that's how I knew, because, you know, when you're doing something for the greater good, you just can't fail, because that's how you know God's with you.
Exactly, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen to that.
Yes.
Amen.
Well, we have come to the last minutes of the Strange Chameleon Show.
Yes.
This, I don't know why this music cracks me up, because we didn't have this before, and it's just funny to me now.
I don't remember having listened to this.
I know, time. But
it's very sad the Strange Chameleon Show has to end, but we do. Thank you all for coming by and promoting.
Definitely, yeah.
And thank you all for playing that amazing music. That was awesome.
Yes, I love
me.
That.
Yeah.
Yes, you're welcome. And let us know when you have that EP done. We'd love to have you back. Yes. I love genuine artists like you. Yeah. And that's all we have on this show. We like to open our show to genuine artists that are really just trying to make an impact with their music.
Mm-hmm. New and upcoming?
Yes.
Anything like that?
Yes. Awesome.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Bailey, for being here.
You guys
here.
Come back anytime. Thank you all for listening to the Strange Chameleon Show. And remember, if you catch the chameleon wearing the thong, jam on!
Have a strange night. Have strange dreams.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.